Heard a couple of measures this week in the Senate, Senator, that regard women's health.
We do. In particular, Senate Bill 41 and Senate Bill 67 were both pro-life measures that would expand safety for women and expand free speech for organizations that protected the rights of companies that provided alternatives to abortions. First, let me start with Senate Bill 41, as proposed by Senator Wallingford. It would protect the rights of alternative for abortions facilities and their free speech in the state of Missouri, and I'm supportive of that. We had a long debate. Unfortunately, we did not get that done. There were some objections to that from the other party, but we're working through that, and I am optimistic we're going to see that by the end of the session. In addition, we saw Senate Bill 67 from Senator Onder, which had to deal with the safekeeping and care of fetal tissues post-abortion services, and I think this is a critical bill for the safety and the health of women who have had this procedure, which involves certain health risks. I'm supportive of Senate Bill 67. I think both of these are strong pro-life measures. Unfortunately, we didn't get either one of them done because of objections from our colleagues on the other side of the aisle. However, I am optimistic that before the end of the session, we will see both of those.
Another of the issues heard this week, and I think it's in the same situation with the bills you just mentioned in terms of it's still awaiting final, at least Senate passage, and that's an education measure that would allow for parents to save up for in much the same way we do for health care.
We're talking about Senate Bill 313 from Senator Koenig, and this week, as you mentioned, we took a step into the realm of education reform. And what Senate Bill 313 would do would be to create educational savings accounts in the state of Missouri that could be used for the education of parents that have children with special needs. So this is a modest step in the direction of offering parent choice because it only deals with that one portion of our group of kids that do have special needs. And there is another measure being presented by Senator Emery that would provide educational savings accounts funds for all children in the state of Missouri. So I don't know if we're going to make it through Senator Emery's bill, but I do believe that Senate Bill 313 will be successful.
Talk about spending. We have completed most of the current fiscal year, which for Missouri starts on July 1st, and that means the annual supplemental budget, in this case House Bill 14, which has made its way now, I believe, through both now the House and Senate.
You could imagine my surprise this morning when House Bill 14 came to the Senate floor asking for another $243 million. When I've been told repeatedly that we don't have any money in the budget. So we had some questions there. And the good news is believe it or not, that's actually one of the smallest supplemental appropriations bills that we've dealt with in quite a few years. And as we're finding, these supplemental bills deal only with those costs that are underestimated. And typically, there are also costs that are overestimated. And for the past 10 years, even with the presence of these supplemental bills, what we've overestimated has more than evened out what we've underestimated. So I don't think that House Bill 14 is going to ultimately cause us to spend significant portion. In fact, I think it's going to be the lowest amount that we've seen. Now, that being said, I'd like to spend less. And as we move forward to fiscal budgets for next year and the following years, I've already introduced Senate Joint Resolution 12, which would provide a spending cap every single year that the legislature operates and limit increases in spending to only inflationary measures and only population change measures. So the budget has grown by a third, 33% since 2010. I think there are some reasonable things that we can do to control that increase in spending, and I think SJR 12 is the long-term answer so that we're not continually coming back looking for additional bites out of the apple when it comes to supplementary appropriations.
These supplementals, like you talk about, for the last, I think, 3 or 4 years especially, those have been extremely high, and most of that has been Medicaid money.
They have. You know, the cost to continue associated with Medicaid are enormous. They represent the fastest-growing portion of our budget right now. What we've tried to do to address that is Senate Bill 28, which has been brought by Senator Sager. And that would actually request a block grant waiver from the federal government to give us our funds up front instead of requiring us to meet a bunch of federal guidelines in order to be reimbursed for Medicaid costs. And if we can get that waiver approved, that will provide us the flexibility to reform our Medicaid system and actually take steps to make the system more efficient, hopefully serve even more people without seeing a massive increase in costs like what we see now. So if there are solutions out there, we had a brief discussion about Senate Bill 28 already. I'm hoping that it will come up before the end of this session.